Hi everyone! Welcome back to Look Like This, a podcast for the video game community in which we interview experts on hot topics in game localization and global game publishing. My name is Michelle Zhao, Managing Director for Greater China here at LAI Global Game Services. In the first part of this edition, we talked about global payment systems for video games, including its localization, challenges, tips, and solutions with our guest, Michael Johnson, Director of Marketing and Business Development for FastSpring. In the second part of the episode today, we're going to discuss a little more about how you could utilize global e-commerce platform to increase your game sale. Michael, thanks again for joining us today.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
For our game developer audience, based on your experience, do you know which markets are most willing to spend money through e-commerce platforms in the video game industry?
Well, the US, Europe, and APAC are definitely the largest markets. These are markets that we think all companies should potentially target. But to get into more of the specifics of that question, it depends on the nature of the game. There's a big difference between MMOGs, casual games, serious games, etc. Out of all the games played online, we know that puzzle board games, trivia, and card games make up 34% of the total global market. Action, sports, strategy, and role-playing games make up 26%. Casual and social games make up about 19%. And a few other categories make up the rest. So the key question is, where is the most profitable market for your particular type of game that you're selling? So after we talk with the client and figure out their goals in terms of expansion, we take a look at their games and determine which of the larger markets makes sense to target first. And that's where knowing which type of games do better in certain markets comes into play. So it all depends on the client's goals and their particular game type.
Which currencies does FastSpring support?
Sure, we support more than 19 different currencies. All of the major currencies like Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan, Australian dollar, the euro, and of course the US dollar. And we're adding to that list of currencies every day.
What gaming platforms do you support now?
Our platform is geared for online games. Typically subscription-style games, as well as games that run on Windows, downloadable Mac games, games written and sold for Android, and also games for iOS. So we cover a lot of ground here for monetizing games globally.
So how does an e-commerce platform help video game companies increase their revenue worldwide, aside from the basic currency and platform support?
Well, without an e-commerce platform, you couldn't sell overseas or anywhere online. And a good platform will come equipped with a variety of tools that you can use to customize for your specific type of store. So those tools are what you use to help increase revenues worldwide. One of the biggest tools will be to have many different payment methods so you can reach as many global markets as possible. For us specifically, we help the client figure out which individual tools or which combination of tools make the most sense for their specific game. Once a company is set up with us, we take a look at their games and their current order pages. The first thing we do is make sure that the specific store design is optimized to attract and convert the maximum amount of customers. So product branding is important here. And by product branding, I mean making sure that there is a cohesive visual theme for all the important pages associated with the game, from the game's main website to the game's app store page and everything in between. In this industry, the game itself is the product along with all the digital media associated with it. So it's very important that all the digital media is branded together as a whole entity, including the digital store where customers will come to purchase or download the game.
Absolutely. We know in the video game industry, the user acquisition, conversion, and retention process could be very tedious, tricky, or even expensive. So branding plays a very, very important role here. and making sure you find the right solution for your digital storefront is very important as well.
Sure. Second, we take a look at which couponing tools make the most sense. Things like cross-sells, upsells, the name your own price tool, and other add-ons that customers who typically buy a certain type of game would be interested in.
Well, that's smart. Who do not like coupons?
We also check order pages to make sure they're optimized to get the best results on search engines like Google, Bing, or Yahoo. Another thing we like to do is take a look at the price points for games and make sure that the price is right for a particular market that the client wants to enter. We want to make sure that we find the sweet spot that customers are willing to pay, not too low, but also not too high. And so we have special testing environments where clients can test which pricing strategy makes the most sense.
Yes, gamers from different regions have different incomes, use different currencies, and prefer their own payment methods. A well-localized game must be equipped with locale-targeted monetization and pricing strategy. For example, we know for a fact that in China, Alipay, QQ Coins, and WeChat Purse are very popular besides paying through three big mobile phone carriers. Study shows that including culturalized elements could also increase in-game purchases sales for free-to-play games. For example, in China, there are items sold for 88 cents, versus in America, some items are sold for 99 cents.
There are other things that take place behind the scenes every time a transaction takes place. And all of these things in our platform help our clients increase revenue as well. Some of the things I mentioned before, but first, multiple merchant accounts and intelligent payment routing infrastructure. This allows for maximum credit card acceptance rates while still effectively managing fraud risk. Having multiple merchant accounts helps sales a lot because the payment is routed to the gateway with the highest chance of succeeding. So this catches a lot of sales that otherwise would have been lost. Second, we also host the deliverables for the client, and doing so eliminates their support or their bandwidth expense. This doesn't really increase sales per se, but it helps the client save money that they otherwise would have had to spend if they went with a solution that charged a fee for hosting the files. So our client's margin per game on average is larger because of this. Plus, they don't have to deal with any complications that arise from having to host the deliverables and the files themselves. Third is card abandonment tools, which are awesome. So if anyone listening is comparing solutions, this is a really great tool to have. What it does is it allows you to capture certain customer data if they abandon the checkout process. And then what you can do is you can follow up with that customer via an automated email function and offer things like a discount or something similar if they complete the purchase within a certain time frame, for example. And lastly, sometimes a client will start by simply selling their game on their website, but it'll be a game where users want to try it before they buy it. So at times what we'll recommend to a client is that they think about letting customers play the game for free, fall in love with it, but in order to get to the next level, for example, the customer would have to do an in-app purchase via our embedded SDK, or the customer could purchase level by level, or they can buy the entire game before they play on. So we can do things like free-to-play trials that expire after a designated time period. So we like to look at the big picture when it comes to how we increase a client's revenue globally. A good platform will also come with great reporting tools, so you can measure the effectiveness of your store and keep track of your growth. So this is how we and our platform can be used to increase revenue from a global perspective.
OK, Can you give us an example of how a game developer could see revenue increases by following these steps and taking the right approach to market their game globally?
Sure. We literally sell thousands of different game products and tens of thousands of other digital assets. So there are numerous examples that we could pull from. But rather than trying to dive into a single example, let me point out what our clients experience most often. What we see is that a new client who is selling only in one currency, the USD, for example, and they're only using the most common U.S. payment methods, will see a 5 to 25% lift in revenue simply by turning on global payment methods and currencies. So taking advantage of our optimized order forms, which again use GeoIP services to automatically present themselves in the appropriate language and currency for the customer, can also help increase revenues. So by doing that, we increase a number of orders online. In addition to these things, making sure that the correct tools that we talked about a minute ago are utilized and structured appropriately adds to that 5 or 25% revenue increase as well. So our clients like us because we're a full service solution, and that means we have all the tools necessary and the customer support to enable and empower companies to enter new markets and expand their product footprint. And it's crucial that our clients stay focused on their product and not become distracted or have to worry about the hassles of e-commerce. So we're super passionate about empowering people and companies to sell easily online. So finding an easy solution and one that offers you everything you need to be crazy successful in your business is crucial.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Michael, for a very informative discussion. Global e-commerce will only continue to become more and more vital as the world markets become more and more interconnected. So it's great to hear some expert advice about the state of the industry right now and how it can help growing business bloom and thrive.
You're welcome, Michelle. It was great to be here and discuss these things. So thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure to have you. Back to our listeners, thanks for listening to the latest episode of Localize This with our guest Michael Johnson from FastSpring. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Michael directly at michael.johnson@fastspring.com. You can also check out the fastspring.com website to get a feel for the company's presence. And as always, if you have comments, suggestions, or questions for us here at LAI Global Game Services, feel free to email us at podcast@lai.com, or you can even tweet us at languageaudio.